With the News Flash, I'm Trey Westerberg, News Talk 1180 AM and 96.9 FM, WJNT. A 19-year-old woman was killed in a drive-by shooting while inside her Jackson home early Wednesday morning. Police say several other people, including children, were inside at the time, but no one else was injured. Investigations are ongoing. The American Red Cross is calling for urgent blood donations after declaring an emergency shortage. The nation's blood supply dropped nearly 25% in June, with hospitals using thousands more units each week than expected. Officials say the shortage is especially critical for O-positive and B-negative blood, and donors are encouraged to schedule appointments through the Red Cross. Mississippi lawmakers will return to the Capitol for a special session called by Governor Tate Reeves. The session will address expired youth record disclosure laws and lawsuits that limited the sharing of child abuse and neglect information. With the News Flash, I'm Trey Westerberg, News Talk 1180 AM and 96.9 FM, WJNT.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have a health reminder from the CDC.
Pneumococcal vaccination is recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.